Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
All right, good Wednesday morning to you. It's 6:39, 68 degrees on this Wednesday, July the 12th edition of Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to say good morning and hello to our original listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, you can download it right now and take us on the go.
And we also want to welcome in those listeners watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Watch out. We have a professional boxer in the studio. Please welcome Craig Parker, who goes by the ring name Pressure. And he joins us here on Palmetto Mornings to tell us a little bit about himself and a little bit about how you can get involved in boxing. First of all, Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We don't have too many people get up and want to interview at 6:30 in the morning, so you get a gold star already. You like that.
Appreciate it.
Early riser, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a professional boxer from right here in Rock Hill.
Yes.
Your ring name is Pressure. We'll get to that in a second, but tell us a bit about your story in a nutshell. How did you get into boxing, and how far have you gone in the sport?
I got into boxing. I'm originally from Chicago, so I got into boxing out there from going to a local gym, and I was adopted by Rock Hill, South Carolina. Some people brought me here and to turn me professionally, and I turned professional here, and I've been representing Rock Hill, and I'm glad to be here, you know. So leaving Chicago and coming here was just like leaving somewhere and finding home, because this is where Rock Hill adopted me, and now I feel home being here. And I'm 14-0 as a professional boxer, and, you know, all knockouts. But that's all God's work. My team called God's plan, and I just try to, you know, do whatever path God lead me on, I just try to follow it and do it well.
How old were you when you got into the sport of boxing, and how does one decide that that's something that they want to get into?
I was like 20. I was a late starter, so I was like 27, 26 when I got into roughly around 25 when I got into boxing. I don't know right off top of my head, but I was done with school and everything like that. And I think God gave me God's plan to open up a platform for me and teach other people that, like, you know, as a kid, I used to get bullied and different things like that. So when I, you know, started boxing, it built up courage and built up confidence, and, you know, it really helped me with my mental health as well. So I felt like I can do something other than, you know, feel like I'm failing myself or failing others around me. So
many people can relate to that for sure.
Right.
So you turn professional. So when you enter the sport of boxing, you're just considered an amateur. And then how do you do you get so many knockouts that make you professional? How do you go from amateur to professional? I guess that's the question.
Well, it's not that hard to go from amateur and professional. It's just like where you want to take it at. Mm-hmm. Because boxing is like you can make a quick transition quick. You know, it depends on how fast you learn it in the sport. And how well you do. So I had like 20 to 19 amateur fights, all by the way of, again, knockouts, you know, and turned professionally and continue to do the same thing. So, you know, it have its ups and downs and battles, but that's just what life is about, you know, learning as you go and just trying to get better and what you can do that, you know, you're not too good in.
So what are you doing here in Rock Hill? So I understand you now want to share your love of the sport of boxing with others listening. So what does that look like? If someone's interested in boxing or going through the same struggles that you went through as a young man, what opportunities are available that you can help them with?
Well, I just believe if someone want to learn how to box and learn how to, you know, it's because it's discipline. And a lot of us young guys need discipline growing up and, you know, just discipline in daily life. So I just believe boxing will get you there because boxing is a discipline sport. And then we need to be in health. Our health condition is very not too good right now. So I just believe everybody can get in better shape. Everybody can do, you know, do some cardio and stuff like that. And it's fun cardio. Boxing is a fun cardio. And, you know, you burn a lot of calories. You have a lot of fun. And you feel like everything you want to accomplish for that day at the gym, you have accomplished.
So do you have a local gym here, like at like a private gym that folks can sign up and take lessons through?
Yes,
you?
I have a private gym.
Okay.
So you can't look it up on the internet and it's going to pop up, but it's a private gym. My team called God's Plan. So my gym called God's Plan, but it's not, you can't look it up, but, it's, if you have my information, you can get in contact with me and reach me there.
How do people get in contact with you?
Well, my email is, Craig Parker Boxing.
Okay.
My Facebook is God's Plan Craig, and through them too.
Okay. So on Facebook, it's God's Plan Craig.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your email, Craig.
Yeah. And my Instagram is Craig Parker Boxing. No, my Instagram, yeah, Craig Parker Boxing.
You've had 14 knockouts. That means you have knocked someone completely out.
Yes.
Boy, that's got to have a good feeling. I mean, there's some people in my life I would like to knock out, and hopefully they'll come back up. Certainly, but I'm just saying that's got to feel good, to be honest with you. Sometimes, but to your point, you could take your frustrations out daily on a punching bag.
Yeah, you know, it just take your frustration out, you know, because there's a lot of things that we carry around in our mind, and we just have to find that thing that we can release it on. And I just believe, you know, just doing some type of workout is relief that type of stress.
Totally agree with that.
And you do have a big fight coming up.
Yeah.
So if people are interested, tell us a little bit about the fight.
Yeah, I got a fight on July the 29th in Fairfield, if I'm saying it right. You know?
Yeah.
I'm hopefully this be my, I become 15-0. You know, and I'm excited about it, and I'm ready for it, and, you know.
So you have a ring name named Pressure. So how do you get a ring name, and how did you get Pressure?
Well, you know, everybody, you're going to adopt the name, you know, depends on how you fight in a ring, you know. And the name was given to me was Pressure. And I think Pressure was the right name to give to me because everything in life, I have to make it like a short term. So it was like I've been under pressure all my life. Mm-hmm. So getting in the ring at certain times, they say, hey man, this guy this or some switch up, is like I can handle anything that comes towards me because that's how my life been under pressure.
And I would say being 14-0, you put the pressure on too. I would say so.
You know, it is interesting when you talk about the fitness aspect, because on social media, when you follow our celebrity friends, when they're getting in shape, a lot of them result to boxing, mixed martial arts fighting. And when you look at them, there is a certain build that they have. It just leans you out a little bit. Is that all the cardio? How's the cardio, I guess, different in boxing versus running 5 miles or 3 miles? What do you contribute that to?
Well, it's just boxing is like short-term spurts, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You jump in rope, you jump on the trail. It's like all sports in one when you're doing stuff like mixed martial arts or boxing and stuff like that. So I just think that, you know, when you put all that together, then you're going to get the perfect shape.
I would think you have to be very agile.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Lots of agility.
Yeah.
Has your body held up pretty well? I mean, have you had some injuries?
No.
He's been the one knocking people out. I think he's good.
When you knock the people out, do you, I mean, I guess given my personality, I would say, oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Or like, do you feel like that? Or once you're in the ring, you're in the mind zone. And then as it settled in, I mean, that means you knock someone completely out.
Yeah.
I mean, they see the little birds flying around their head like in a cartoon. Yeah. How do your emotions get a handle of that?
I know what I got to go out there and do. I'm in the hurting business, so you know.
And, I like that. That's a good tagline.
That is exactly it. I'm in the hurting business.
So you know, and not in a bad way.
Sure,
like I said, you know, I just go out there and perfect what I do in the gym every day, and when I go in there and just get the job done, mm-hmm. I just be blessed that it's me, not you know.
Well, when people step in the ring, they know that's
right. That's what they signed up to do.
Or they're going to get knocked out. Right. They know what to expect. Yes. Well, Craig, I mean, I applaud you for bringing this to our attention. We applaud you for coming from Chicago to Rock Hill, and just job well done.
And any type of sponsors mm-hmm. or anyone want to reach out to me and try to help me on this mission to move forward, mm-hmm. I really appreciate that. So, like I say, any type of sponsors or any type of help that can be provided for me, because boxing could be Rock Hill could be the mecca of boxing if we all just work together.
True that. So you can check out Craig Parker on Facebook. Again, God's Plan Craig. Yeah. That's what you need to search on Facebook. Well, good luck in your fight on July the 29th. Let us know how you do if you get that 15th knockout.
Yeah.
And again, if you want to learn more, get involved in boxing, you can reach out to Craig.